Welcome to the world of Eris. My name is Max, and I'm the Dungeon Master of this collaborative storytelling adventure told using the rules from the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons. In the last episode, the heroes joined the Lizardfolk tribe in the Swamp of Oblivion. In this episode, Cassandra, Megila, Anton, Portlia, and Stu get to know each other better, and then go with the shaman Inziti to seek the knowledge and aid of a hag as they investigate the ominous Tower of Erebus.
Hey, I'm Stu. Crazy. What's going on? This is my first time outside of the circus where I've been in many years. First time really ever finding such a great group of people.
I thought it was a theater troupe.
It was a theater. It was yeah. First time finding such a great group of people who seem to really care about each other. I mean, I can't believe. Did you heal her earlier?
Yeah.
Do you even know her?
It's someone who's hurt.
You'll heal anyone who's hurt.
As long as they're not attacking me.
That is just mind-blowing to me.
But
I've never seen that. But thank you. I mean, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're a merman. I saw you swimming. I mean, that was crazy. Or is it something I don't understand?
I'm not quite sure what I am myself. I spent time at the monastery, the Waterfall City, the Order of the Fallen Water. My quest of finding out what I am. I grew up as an average human, but then something happened and I became this.
And then you were able to swim so good, or what?
You swim so good.
I had many changes.
Can you tell me any other ones? I mean, I haven't changed much. The one change I've undergone, as you can see, in the entryway, it's a penance that many of the arcane practitioners must undergo, the green skin. But that's pretty much it for me.
So, my character looks like a human, but my skin has a slightly more bluish tinge to it, like it's
like water. My friend who's really pale and he looks a little blue.
It's darker blue. So you can,
more then, clearly blue. Then I was pimple.
My hair always looks wet.
Okay.
It moves awesome. More than you think it would when I move my head, because like it's floating in water. My eyes are also some kind of blue or green, like you said.
That's cool.
So I feel it was more attuned to water, but I don't know what this all means. So that's what I was doing on this quest when I read it to Marcus, and then
you were looking for some answers.
I was looking for some answers, but I was asked to accompany Marcus on a trip, and then he sent me on an errand, and then you know the rest.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure to meet you. My name is Stu. And then what about you? Tell me your story. What's going on?
I'm half dragon. My father was a dragon.
That's why you look like a lizard?
Yep. I do get mistaken as a lizard. Occasionally useful.
What color are your scales?
I'm brass.
Ooh.
So, I actually breathe fire. Whereas others breathe other things, but I do breathe fire. And also, therefore, I'm resistant to fire.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was killed protecting me, and I was training to be a paladin near where the lizard people lived, actually. Marcus came to see my mentor. We went to check out some gnolls and defended my home. And then I was sent to bring a report to him.
The poor guy just died.
He's definitely dead, right?
We saw him
probably.
Go down.
Yeah, he went
probably
down.
Dead.
Are we sure he's dead?
But no, we're not sure.
I do want to find my father and why on earth he's not around.
I saw him get stabbed.
Also dragon person?
Father is full dragon, but mother was human.
Your father's a real. I've only read about dragon.
As I understand, he. Was,
I don't need
he
to know
been,
the details.
He would have been shifted to look like a human at the time.
During okay, we don't need
to the
say
best
no
of my knowledge.
So you have a father who's a dragon.
Never met him.
Powerful friends, right? I think I have a father. I assume I have a father.
I only know because my heritage proves it.
All of your people. Are born of dragon and human.
All dragonborn, yeah. That happened.
I guess that makes sense.
How did your mom end up with a bunch of dragonborn? Or were you the only dragonborn?
In this world, dragonborn are always the product of a polymorph dragon and a human.
So the dragon appears in human form, seduces the... It's like Greek mythology.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah. But what was your community like? What was the balance of like dragonborn and human?
All human.
You were the only dragonborn?
Mm-hmm.
Feel that
thing. So, I'm generally looked at suspiciously, which is why I'm occasionally happy to be mistaken for a lizard, because they're not as weird.
Oh, I feel that pain. I grew up with dwarves because I was just abandoned on a mountain. My dad took me in, but they're all dwarves, so it's just always a little weird.
Your adoptive dad.
My adoptive dad took me in, just abandoned on a mountain in the middle of a storm. They raised me, and I feel like I'm a dwarf, but I'm actually not a dwarf. And I just didn't feel like I could stay there anymore, so I don't know, I'm just kind of lost in the world. And then new people showed up. You... creatures showed up.
Gnome, thank you.
Creature.
As I say creatures, I look over at Portlia. not in a mean way, just in like a wide-eyed, like, I don't know what you are. Because you're still covered in muck.
I also am not entirely sure what I am. I was born a halfling who loved her goats more than she loved her people. And so I went and hung out with some druids, but they didn't think I had the constitution to be a druid. Because I was small, and I liked my goats. And I tried to prove myself. That ended really poorly, but that's a story for a different time. I am, in fact, not 10 years old.
She appears to be 10 years old.
Yeah, I appear to be 10 years old. I look to be 10 years old.
I'm going to ask in a really, like, just curious, no judgment. How old are you?
I could be, like, 40 or 50.
You must know a lot.
I'm childish at heart. I kind of eventually realized that the druids maybe didn't love me as much as I loved them, and so I took off on my own. And mostly, I just really like the circle of life.
Oh, does it move a song?
Life moves a song. Yep. I like growing things. I like when things die and become compost. I like things that are not supposed to be there. And I like that kind of stuff. I really distrust order.
Wow, so like all you guys don't know who you are.
And then I'm gonna pull out my placard that says Steward on it. Because that's all I was a little baby that was like drifted down the, I'm Stu, I'm a gnome. No worries there. Pretty confident. Not trying to figure out anything else.
And everything.
Stuart the gnome. That's who you got.
Currently befeathered.
After you have rested, made more introductions to each other. That was great. Inzidi comes up to you and says, now that you are initiated into the tribe, I was hopeful that you would come with me to try and investigate some of the happenings that have gone on around here in recent times. Yeah, do you consent?
I'll check my calendar.
Yeah. There's an old hag who we should check in with first. Her name is Madame Nightshade. She might know.
And was this like the, it was an obelisk of some sort that we're going for?
There is a tower, so he'll describe. Though from where you are, what is essentially west, although that concept has no bearing in this place. West of here is where Madame Nightshade is. North of here is where the tower is. Northeast, there are some crocodiles. You don't want to go there normally. Beyond that, there are some other bad things.
Tower.
You don't normally go that
far. Wrong way. That's northeast. Oh, crocs are northwest or northeast?
Northeast are the crocs.
Crocs. Southwest.
What are they?
Crocodiles.
Crocodiles.
Oh. What was south?
Is where you came from.
Where we landed.
Mm-hmm.
Anything particularly east or west?
To the west is Madame Nightshade.
Who we were supposed to go make an introduction to.
And then maybe east.
In addition to the items that some of us got, is there any marking, jewelry, anything that marks us as now members of the tribe?
Yes.
Wear an insignia?
You are all given some feathered insignia, which you can wear as a headdress, an armband, a kilt, whatever you want that will mark you as part of this particular tribe of Kizik folk.
Okay. Yeah. I want to like have a little like clip to hold my hair back.
That'll work. You have a little feather clip now.
I have a little feather clip in my hair. I'm not sure something is.
A very understated accessory.
Absolutely. Don't want to get in the way.
Mm-mm.
When it's become useful to keep the hair on their face, like, wail on somebody.
Can I just use the dirt as my...
You can stick feathers in the dirt.
Oh, the dirt doesn't count itself.
You could, like, decoupage them over your body.
Yeah, or, like, or what about the bird's nest?
Cover the feathers in dirt.
Yeah, I'll do a little bird's nest in my hair.
You have a little bird's nest.
And Kahoot can hang out in it!
Oh, that's adorable. I'm going to look at her little like, new accessory and just kind of, like, give her a little smiley. That's cute. As long as she doesn't get too close.
Your senses of smell?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit appalled, but it's very natural.
Yeah.
Sure. It's like your compost bin, you know?
It's like that. So you walk through the swamp, and Inzidi is telling you about Madame Nightshade. that she appeared in the swamp several years ago and has had some dealings with those in the tower. She is not a friend to the lizard people, but he hopes that with your arrival, you can find out what the deal is with her and perhaps.
In what way has she not been friendly to you guys?
Chased off anybody who comes close to her hut. She doesn't really bother them, it doesn't?
Like, chased off lizard people?
Yes.
So, Nzidi, do you think that it may be prudent if we removed our lizard tokens for this meeting with the hag? Has she had animosity to you guys? Fighting? Anger?
He considers that. Though it is a point of pride to be a member of our tribe.
No doubt.
I understand, Stu.
Fourth generation. Lizard man. Right here. Stu.
He says maybe.
Okay. I want to... do you know about what she does in her hovel? I mean, is she magical? Is she aligned with anything that we know of?
He gets bad juju from her. He doesn't feel... Bad magical juju. He doesn't like her at all. And he's worried about her connection to this tower and the problems that are going on.
Okay. Has she done anything specific in the past that would like...
She lives very near the fog. There's this poisonous fog, which has been coming from the direction of the tower and suffusing the swamp.
Mm. And she lives close to...
Close to the edge of the fog.
The border, which has been... So that's progressing towards her hut through time, over time?
It's basically been right on... Her hut's been right on it the whole time.
Okay. I want to ask him... Just quickly, Stu's starting to get a little inkling that we're not actually on the riverbank and shrunken. And he's going to ask, do objects and buildings and landmarks tend to stay put around here, or they move and they're malleable?
With the seasons.
With the seasons what?
The waters rise. Hills become more apparent. This is currently the high season, so the water is as high as it gets.
Water being this much down low.
It dries out a little bit.
But like, let's take for example the hag's hut. Has it always been in this direction from your village, or does it change?
Ever since she came.
Okay, all right.
What was there before? Just open land?
Yeah, basically.
How long ago did she arrive?
It was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
The tower arrived shortly thereafter.
Okay.
And then in recent times, the fog has been pushing forward more, and it seems like there's been sickness and blight and all sorts of problems.
And the fog appears to come from the tower.
It's definitely between Blizzard Village and the tower.
And so we're like a fact-finding mission, huh? Figure out what's going on.
Exactly, we don't know.
What kind of sickness, what kind of blight? Are things like shriveling up and dying, or is it like people too?
Those who go in, they start with a cough, and they end up...
How do the frog toads fare in this?
They die. They shrivel.
Interesting.
Non-natural. So you get to a clearing. There's a little bit more of a rise. On top of the rise, there is a hut made out of reeds and sticks and such. Out front, there is a fire going. There's a cauldron that's bubbling. And a woman is standing next to it.
How far away from us?
About 60 feet.
Does she look human?
She does look human.
I am going to kind of quickly scan the area and see if there are any, like, medicinal plants that I know of and collect them to offer to her as, like, a...
Survival check.
I'm going to guidance her. Plus 4, so 17.
So you find a whole plethora along the walk.
Are we going up to her?
I don't know. Should we take a moment and just get everyone's... feeling on this? We're going just to visit this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Hag.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone know anything about hags?
Well, I was gonna just... If she's boil, toil, and trouble, I want to create some goodwill first.
I think that's
and I'll give
idea.
Her some plants.
Yeah. I think we should all kind of stand back and we want to go in first.
Yeah.
Do you want any support? One of us to go with you?
I'll dismount just so I don't look this. Just as a starting point.
Nzidi says that he thinks that he should, given your advice, stay back and see how that works
out.
He'll be ready to help if necessary.
Do you want someone to go with you? Are there legs coming out from the bottom of this?
There are not. Good question.
Do we know? Do I know anything about like witchy wilderness women or hags or anything?
History or arcana check?
10 for my history check.
14 for mine.
You know that witches generally give curses.
Just as an FYI, I have like a little bit of a unruly hatred for witches. So I'm gonna do my best, but if she pisses me off,
is there someone guns ablazing? Could someone calm you down?
Yeah,
you feel like there's someone here that might help keep you.
Bitch is going down. She's gonna piss me off.
I could go in seeking a cure for my green skin curse.
Do any of us think we could chill her out if she loses it?
Do we care? I mean,
want to get into a fight with this lady?
I don't want
to
get into a fight.
I'm not trying to get in a fight with her. I'm just giving.
Yeah, she's got a problem with witches. She's got a real big problem with witches.
That's what concerns me.
Well, do you, Stewie, want to bring her some herbs?
I won't know what to say. Hey, look, green plants. Cool. Here, take them. I don't know what these are. But let's all go together. There's no reason to go alone. Let's all...
Except for Nzidi, he can hang out in the back.
Nzidi can hang, yeah.
I'll probably stay a little further back just because I'm coming to stay for this little thing.
Okay.
I'll be at the back of the group.
I'm going to go up. She's standing in front of her house, or is she
She's
in her house?
She's tending to the cauldron that's bubbling.
Hello. Hi. I've never quite met anyone like you, but I could smell the herbs coming from your pot. What are you cooking?
Yes. Who are you?
Ah, my name's Portlia, and I have lots of great medicinal herbs, and I was hoping maybe you might make use of them because I've got too many.
Come here, young one.
Ah.
Welcome to Madame Nightshade's.
Okay.
Here, fine herbs and supplements.
There's no sign about your house to let us know you provide these services.
Is it not self-explanatory?
I can see. Just do better with the sign.
Much business lately.
Here's some St. John's wort and some dandelion and echinacea and ginkgo and some burdock. And so,
okay, and I'm just going to cast a minor illusion because I can do auditory, and I'm just going to, like, mellow out her speech a little bit. Just, like, it's just going to be, like, everything comes out, only it comes out half speed.
Okay.
So she's like, and Murdoch, and St. John's wort, and... we'll put the image up in front as well, so it slows that down. So just gonna calm down that one for her.
As she accepts these herbs from you... She, one, notices that magic or something changed your voice. And two, she takes a second look at you and narrows her eyes and says, I recognize this work. You have been touched by a sister. What did you do to make her so angry?
I'm going to hold my breath.
It's too.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
I was cursed. Remove said curse. Maybe I could trust you to help me.
You would like me to remove the curse of another?
Yes.
Fool! What one witch hath put on, others may not.
This witch is going down now.
Take away.
Now I'm pissed. Can I turn into a toad now?
Have you seen them? Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm going to turn into a freaking giant toad right now.
Initiative, go.
Uh-oh, we're fighting.
I was going to say, right before that, as she turns into a toad, I want a thaumaturgy, the ground to shake a little bit to kind of make her more intimidating.
Yes, that happens.
Bitch.
So you get to go, and then we'll go talk.
Great. I'm going to bite her and then try and swallow her. I know I have to bite her first.
Yeah, bite grapple.
I have an inspiration.
Yes.
Hell yeah, 19 plus 2, so 21. 2 plus 2, 4 piercing damage plus... It says 1d10 plus 2 piercing damage plus 1d10 poison damage.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Roll 9.
All right, and she's grappled.
And the target is grappled. Until the grapple ends, target is restrained.
Spear fist. double natural 20.
What?
Very
seriously.
Wow. Is
Very
it,
well.
Are you serious?
1 in 400?
Yes. I already took one. I'm documenting our game because it's all audible and not visual.
That is one attack with my spear and one attack with my fist.
Oh.
Which I could flurry of blows here at another bonus action attack.
Do it again.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll clear. I will flurry of blows. That's good enough.
At least that was a crit. That was 3 crits in a row.
23.
Great then.
Wow. That's a lot of damage.
Yeah, 10 from the spear, 6 from the fist, plus 7 from the vicious spear on the
crit. Oh, right, you got that special spear.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That happened. Okay.
Nice.
Cool.
That bitch is going to
It's now her turn.
Yes, it's her turn now.
She's going to try and break free of the grapple.
Mm-hmm.
The
She's going to fail that grapple.
She does break free of the grapple, so you will have to rebite her. But that's her action for the turn.
Okay, next up.
What did she roll?
She rolled a 15.
Okay, fine.
Next up is Stu. All on the same level as her now.
Going to cast magic missile at her.
Relinquish the curse upon my compatriot, Doom.
D4s, does anyone have a D4? Yep. And we'll do 3 of them.
Yeah.
7 plus 3 is 10.
She's not looking great.
Next up is Sandra.
Where am I? Where is she? Come at her?
You yes. Definitely.
Yeah, going at her. Does 23 hit?
It does.
Okay.
I hope so.
As she takes 6 damage, and then I'm going to do 6 damage with a magical weapon.
Yep.
So second attack, does 15 hit?
Does not.
Oh, okay. You know, now she's only at 16. That's my second attack. I'm going to bite her again. Can I fail?
Can I bring my horse along with me?
Well, we're on the porch, right, of the house?
You're not riding the horse. Okay. You could lead the horse, sure.
Because if I lead it up, it can still do its attack, right, alongside me?
It's like a mobile pummeling creature. You're like, here, bash.
Because I wasn't riding it at the start, maybe not, or something. I mean, it's fine.
I'm trying to think about, from a rules point of view, why that's not broken. Everybody would just lead a war horse, if that was
Yeah.
true. Which might be a good plan, anyway. It would attack. Yeah, it would do that on its own initiative. You just can't command it to do the tracker charge.
Correct.
Okay.
So I can move up, and then I can swing, and it can do hooves.
Sure.
Me, 21.
That hits.
4. And the hooves, natural 20. Oh, 18.
Are you wanting to kill her, or are you wanting to...
No, I'm not intending to kill. See any reason?
We want information?
Maybe she can remove the curse.
She's very, very bloodied.
Uh-huh. A feeling she will try and escape, probably through some magical means. I will try to restrain her.
Okay, grapple check.
That's a strength?
It is an athletics check.
Okay, that's a 1. I make up for last time.
All or nothing with you.
Yes.
Okay.
She avoids your grapple.
Okay.
All right, so she gets to go?
Yes.
Thank God. She looks at all of you and says, I'll get you someday.
My pretty. And your little dog, too.
And she disappears. And she presumably moves away.
Are we still
Is it my turn now? I'm going to cast sleep in the area where she just invisibility'd.
Can I lick my tongue out real far at her and see if I can, like, just wrap it around her? It doesn't have to stay wrapped around. 20.
You grab her.
Great.
Oh.
You have a invisible witch in your tongue.
Cool. She's invisible.
She's still invisible after she's been licked.
Yep. She's still invisible.
Just cover her in muck.
Cover her in muck. Cover her in muck.
Yes. Make her visible.
Now, I don't have arms, y'all. I'm going to start covering her in muck.
Just throwing muck on
the toad's mouth. I'm going to throw muck
on the toad's tongue.
She doesn't care.
Okay.
I'm going to just cover everything in muck. I'm going to find some spots that have some nice moss on them.
Yeah, because I don't like that. Yeah, thanks.
So I'm like covering the witch in muck.
But we're actually like using the mud fight that we started earlier to accomplish something.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to throw mud at her. But I'm throwing it at Portia.
Pick up mud at her as, like, you know, like a dog that kind of, like...
All right. She comes visible. Enough! Enough! I yield!
Terrible, terrible individual.
What are we here for again?
The tower.
The tower. Right. Tell us about the tower.
And the fog.
And I'm going to make my voice super, super loud with thaumaturgy.
And I'm going to use minor illusion to make her appear larger and more threatening.
She swells as her voice gets louder.
Yeah. I just want, like, this is what I'm going to do with minor illusion, because I don't think even two involved too closely. I just want, like, blood and gore to be, like, dripping off of her, like, off of her face and her shoulders. She's, like, covered in gruesome bits of human and creature.
Like, that hand I took the ring off is on my shoulder?
Yeah, just, like, and dripping. Just, like,
so intimidating.
You just got out of, like, the largest hand-to-hand battle ever, you know?
Well, obviously, there's a hand on the shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm also covered in muck, because... I was just shoveling a bunch of muck on her.
It looks like you'd use a shower. I don't... No offense, but...
So you're asking questions about the tower.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell us about the tower.
The Great One will feast upon your souls.
Who who is the great one?
He comes to reorder the universe. He promised me great power.
Have you pledged yourself to the great one?
Of course.
Does he bring the fog?
It is but a manifestation of his will.
Is he part of the tower?
Of course. The darkness will sweep over everything, and only then shall the light remain.
How do you talk to the great one?
With great care.
I'd assume.
The great one is installed in the tower.
Yes. Yes. Get this toad off me.
Not yet. Yeah. And he wants to bring order to the world?
He wishes to remake it.
In what image?
He seeks to fix what was made wrong.
I'm going to message her right now, just to attempt to change my voice. Tell them all, it is my wish.
I will bring you to him. I will. It is his will that I bring you to him.
Are we ready for him?
I'm just looking forward to a toad hopping through the marsh with a witch in her mouth.
I'm gonna change my thaumaturgy. My voice is gonna go back to its normal volume and, using ominous whispers, tell the witch to lift the curse off Portlea.
She cringes and says, it is beyond my skill.
Tell her about her curse.
How can it be resolved?
Tell her how it can be resolved.
Only the one who bestowed the curse or a great other power.
I have to go find that bee, Grunhilda.
Do you know the location of other witches, other of your kin?
The messages from the Night Mother have not told me where the next coven shall meet.
How often do your covens meet?
Once a week with the meetup from...
Do we want her to lead us to this tower? Are we ready for this?
The great one?
I'm going to search her.
You find a little pouch filled with maybe 7 or 8 ounces worth of dust of disappearance. So it will give you 10 minutes per ounce that you use. It will give you 10 minutes of invisibility until you attack or cast a spell.
How many ounces were in there?
7 or 8. Call it 7.
Okay, so we'll say 7 charges of dust of disappearance.
Awesome. I want to go investigate this hut. Portlea is pointing me in a certain direction.
Inside the hut, you find a variety of herbs, including some alchemical implements, mortars, pestles, retorts, that sort of thing. You find a couple of vials, one of which stands out as being particularly bright, pinkish red and glowing.
I want to do a check on that one.
It's an elixir of health.
I want it. I'm taking it. What does it do?
It elixes your health.
It removes one minor status condition.
So if you're blind, deaf, paralyzed, or poisoned, you drink this.
Or diseased?
Any disease, yes.
I can do disease and poison.
Cool. I'm going to keep investigating. I'm going to gather some of these weird herbs and mortar and pestle things for this one.
Yeah, I think let's give them to her. I will as well. I'll help, gather. This just looks right up your alley. I mean, amazing.
Also,
you're going to love this.
The herbs that you gathered before, I'm going to get those back. That witch doesn't deserve them.
Is the toad drooling at the sight of all these herbs?
Yes. Yes, I
you
am.
Can turn,
thank you,
you
for
can
giving
turn
me
back.
That.
Yeah,
yes. Yes, I am. I also still have a bird's nest on the top of my head.
Just no matter which form you turn into, you have a bird's nest.
I want to investigate for special secret hidden compartments in the house.
Perception check.
I'm going to guidance myself on that. 12?
I'll look around too. 20. Not natural.
You don't find any. You search pretty thoroughly. There's just those things.
Is there anything outside in the garden buried?
In the garden buried, there's some tilled earth that maybe might be a garden at some point. There's the cauldron that's still bubbling.
Oh, Stewie's gonna go over the cauldron.
Yeah.
Does it smell good or bad?
It smells like a stew.
Stewie's gonna just, goddamn, it's been a while, and take a sip.
Do a constitution check.
I'm gonna give you resistance.
That'd be a 9. It tastes really good.
Yep.
I'm gonna say it to everybody. No joke, Stu. Come on over. It's good, guys. Fill up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hungry.
She's still in your mouth. She's still hoping to be let go. She promises you. She's saying, I'll take you to the tower. We can bypass all of the problems, all the guards. We can just walk.
I think
right
we should perhaps try to use her as entryway to the tower.
Yeah. Tell us about this tower. How do we get in?
Do we have any way?
Anyone good with knots, sailors, anything like that?
I do know knots.
Tie her up and let's limit her magic use. We have to gag her as well. I'm sorry, witchy woman, but this is not, you're not going to enjoy this.
We'll tie her hands and then it'll be on a lead. Someone can take her. So if she does invisible herself somehow, someone can pull the rope back.
She's well and truly trussed and tied up. In Ziti, he comes up after all of this has been going on for a while and he says, what's going on? Oh my goodness, you captured her. What do you plan to do with her?
She was taking us to the tower.
To the tower?
More information.
Perfect. She must know more.
Tell him about the dark
great one.
Yeah, we'll tell him
in the tower.
The great one who's trying to reorder the universe.
This goes beyond a simple witch or a simple fog.
He nods. This is why the spirits could give me no knowledge of this. Please, find the source of this and remove it if you can.
How far away is the tower?
Maybe half a day's journey. Could rest here for a while and go, or you could
rest. I think we should rest at this house. We long rest here?
He doesn't think that it's a good idea to bring the witch back to the village because he doesn't want the village associated with this kidnapping at this point.
Could he go get some provisions from town and we can long rest here?
Yeah, let's just stay in the witch's hut.
Yeah, and then he can come bring us some supplies.
Sure. He nods. He promises to come back with supplies for you.
Can I do like a quick once over of the witch's hut to just see if there's any magical residues, any like curses, cursed items, traps, things like that?
Yeah.
Total of 10.
You don't see any.
All right. Can we do a long rest? Can we do a full rest?
What time of day is it?
Yeah.
Sort of midday.
Yeah, it's a bit early stew.
Yeah.
All right, so if we do another, but if I do another short rest, I don't get spells back, right? You have to do that twice in a row.
Yeah.
Can we like go investigate around the area for the rest of the day and then plan to like tomorrow go to the tower? Or like around sunrise leave or whatever? Mm-hmm.
Sure. So you track around, give me a survival check.
I crit, plus 7. So see if I find anything that's like edible, good for camouflage. I'm looking for like, for my team, places that we could duck as we're like, if the hut gets attacked, things like that.
You're able to find a good set of thorn bushes, which you could either cut and move to be a barricade, or you could use them as a screen or to throw people in and make them hurt and that sort of thing. That's sort of nearby. You also find there's like a miry mud pit that you could throw somebody to that they get stuck for a little while.
Can I make a little map to show everybody?
Yeah.
Making a map.
So you found some defensive options.
Yes.
But not very many creatures around.
Mm-hmm. What kind of creatures did I find?
Some caterpillars, some dragonflies, normal toads and frogs.
I'm going to scoop up a few of these for this one. Mm-hmm. She turns into a really big toad, and I think it's cool, but also, like, gross. I want her to not try and bite me.
So that she, like, eats them? Like, you're getting food for the giant toad?
No, for, like, pets. Okay. For Portlia.
Yeah,
just because I know you'll like them.
Are you still hanging on to the witch?
She's restrained, yes. Yeah, no, I'm not.
No longer a toad.
If we're sleeping, I will no longer be a toad.
Inziti comes back. He has some supplies and provisions for you. When you were getting your supplies...
Yes.
He feels kindred spirit with you and gives you a talisman. It has all these claws on it. And
sounds about right.
When you transform, all of your unarmed attacks are +1 to attack and damage. And so when you transform, you are also +1 to attack and damage.
So when she takes on wild shapes...
Or if she just hits things, but it's more effective when she wild shapes.
Do they count as magical?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to spend the night and rest?
Before we do that, I'm going to go up to Cassandra and say, you say that you are a healer.
I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm a life cleric.
Okay.
Well, when I fell through that weird void, all the things that I learned before seemed to kind of materialize in my brain and I could do more things than I thought I could before.
If we're going to be working together, I think you will get more use out of this than I will, and I give her the Pearl of Power.
What does the Pearl of Power do?
You can regain one spell slot once per day if you attune to
spell. So it's almost like it gives you an extra spell slot.
It gives you an extra spell slot each day.
Yeah. Of any level?
Of any level up until third level. If you try and regain a fourth level or higher, it just gives you a third level spell slot.
Cool.
So One Eye Ranger 2, next time I level up, then I get the good berry. Okay.
So you're going to want to spend tonight attuning.
Yes. And then also I'll be like an amazing healer.
Can I just look around the witch's hovel for like any books on alchemy or herbalism or anything like that I could store?
Those exist. You can take those.
Okay. Can I take them? And then before we go to bed, maybe study something about herbalism for a little bit?
Yeah. Okay. This is a little bit new for you. You haven't done a lot of like book learning on this. So this is actually cool that you're expanding your repertoire like that.
I'm going to give you the little newts and toads and stuff I find just nonchalantly.
I'm just going to put one in my little nest.
Do they seem friendlier now than they were earlier?
They've got a little bed to keep themselves warm.
No, you too.
You too. Where's your horse? Is it back at the lizard camp?
Yeah, I didn't take the horse with me.
You sleep. Your spear does not wake you up at night. So you get your spells back, you get your hit dice back.
I'm attuned to the pearl.
You know, a couple hours into the evening, I am going to sneak up next to Cassandra and I'm just gonna pull out one of my bolts from my crossbow.
I still don't wake up though.
I just wanna see if it does anything to her spear.
No.
Just pointing it at her, moving it closer. No?
Because you probably are a little scared of me. You should be.
Ah, well, I'm not really. Not right now.
The spear is aware of your innermost desires.
Alright. Okay. I can't trick it.
No.
Does the spear blush after knowing its innermost desires?
Nobody knows my innermost desires.
Alright, you awake. Madame Nightshade leads the way. You travel. You see off on the horizon as you are going north. The lightning starts flashing closer. You start to hear some peals of thunder. See the wall of fog better. It's 500 yards away.
We haven't progressed into this.
You haven't gone into the fog. As you're walking, you're sort of paralleling the fog as you're going sort of north, northeast.
I'd like to take my red sash and I'm just going to wrap it around my mouth.
I'm gonna do a little of that.
Dust mask.
Mustache off.
As a druid, I have advantage against poison and poison damage.
Cool.
Okay, well, we don't know what this is yet, but that could be good. Before we go any further, I'm going to stop, and I'm going to ask our captive, how do you travel safely through the fog?
There is no safe way to travel through the fog. I was working to take some of the essence of it and see if I could distill it down, but it seems to have been beyond my alchemical skill.
So when you visit the tower, how do you travel then?
There is an entrance.
And we can avoid the fog.
Yes.
Okay.
You notice that the plants along the cloud are all wilted with orange, black splotches on them. They look diseased and gross. Off to the east, there is a form in the air that's flying. Give me a perception check. Those of you who are above 20, you can see that it is a winged woman, it looks like. Top half of a woman, bottom half of a bird. It's a ways away. It looks like it'd be about normal human size.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like it has either noticed you or cares much. Without further incident, you come to a patch of earth in front of the tower. So you've seen the tower now rising for the last 15 minutes or so as you're walking along. The tower is black, sort of obsidian stone. At the top of it, there's an enormous ball of dark, crackling energy, which then seems to suffuse down the sides of the tower, forming a shield or a barrier of some kind of swirling, black, crackling energy. You come out of some of this undergrowth and foliage, you can see that there's a large, barren field in front of you. There are occasional patrols of what look to be skeletal figures, and at the top of the tower now, you can see that there is a glowing cube of some kind rotating within this maelstrom of energy behind this black barrier.
How far is it?
The tower itself is maybe 200 feet tall.
How far is it to the tower?
Probably about 100 feet to the tower now.
The cube is above the tower?
Yeah, it's floating above the tower in this maelstrom energy.
It's like the Eye of Sora.
The fog ends at the tower and then begins again on the other side, so there's sort of this wall of fog and the tower is a point, but at where you are, you might be able to go through it, through the fog.
Whatever. You said there's like some sort of skeletal host? Defending?
There are skeletons walking around seeming to patrol. The hag says, "We wait a bit and then we can proceed."
Are there intelligent creatures in control of these skeletons?
Of course.
And where do they reside?
Inside.
Why are we waiting?
For a gap in the patrol.
I'm going to insight check her.
Mm-hmm.
I guidance you.
Do you have infinite guidances or is it certain?
Cantrip.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Wow.
21.
She seems to be truthful. She wants nothing more than to get you guys off of her hands, away from her. Mm-hmm.
Does the fog ever, billow in and approach, or is it constantly clear of the tower? Like, are the skeletons staying out of the fog?
They don't go into it.
Whenever it's safe to walk, I want a thaumaturgy, raving cries from on the opposite side of us, so that the skeletons' attention is somewhat distracted towards farther away from us.
I can get us in. I can either make a cloud of fog that will appear as if this cloud is penetrating to the
somewhere
tower and we could walk right through it, or
probably.
I could turn invisible and just go scout.
But we all have to get in, don't we?
Perhaps there's something to be learned before we do.
Maybe you can make it look
just
like the witch is in charge and we're following her. Could you, minor illusion that she doesn't look tied up anymore?
Perhaps, but then we're putting putting our faith in her compliance.
No, she's still tied up. She's minor up, illusion she that like she's
it, so
not.
Can't see it. Away.
So that if when we enter the tower with her, the Great One can't tell.
But this is what I'm saying. What are we going to find when we enter the tower?
I can divine sense when we get closer and check for anything inside, any celestials, fiends, or undead. I mean, I know there's undead around,
here,
but I can check that we're too far away for me to hit the tower yet, right?
I'm just, yeah. I'm a little worried we're going to open up the door to this tower and we're going to be face to face with... But yeah, so I can definitely make it appear that she's leading us. I will just reverse the shackles. It'll appear that she's holding shackles and we're all attached.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So... Okay. I'm going to get in really close, and I'm going to say, Madam, you will lead us into this tower. For now, I have created an illusion, an appearance, that you are in control. Do not for one moment forget who is in control.
I can cast another thaumaturgy, because I can do up to three, and make your voice sound, like, just loud to her, maybe?
Really sexy.
I'm going to make him sound really sexy to her, but just to her.
Do not for one moment forget who is in control.
A little, like, 50 Shades of Grey right now?
She's actually kind of into it.
Can I roll like an intimidation on her?
I mean, no need.
No need. Okay.
You being sexual is intimidating enough.
Stuart.
Oh, God.
Is her eyes blushing now?
She nods and proceeds.
All right, so we're going under the guise that she is leading us captive into the tower.
And ZD is going to wait at the edge.
I'm going to tell him that if we get into trouble, that I'm going to have a raven cry in a very specific way.
You establish a signal?
Yes. So he can know to get, like, reinforcements.
You're able to bypass the skeletons because of her and your illusion and the raven distraction. That was really nice. For that plan, you shall take inspiration. You cross over a bridge, over a chasm. Off to the left, you can see beyond. You're sort of rising up on this bridge, and there's like a moat almost around the whole thing. And that chasm continues off to the west. And beyond the fog, you can see this glowing light, this like fiery furnace light occasionally bursting through the fog. As you crest the top of this bridge, you can just barely see over the top of the fog, and you can see that there is fiery pit, almost infernal pit, that is spewing out magma and lava, and there are forms in the pit that you can't see distinctly beyond the tower. So here's,
the
tower is standing straight up here, and then beyond it, off to beyond the fog.
Right.
The fog terminates in the tower.
Yeah.
Beyond the fog on that left side, there's this fire inferno.
Is there anything in the chasm? Can we see the bottom?
It's very dark. The fog seems to flow through it.
Okay.
As you reach the crest of this place, you are confronted with a solitary skeletal figure with a long sword.
Right.
There's a pit moat.
Okay.
With a curved arch bridge over the top, and then there's the door of the tower.
Right. Okay.
So just in front of the door, there's this skeletal figure with the longsword. You're basically right up there at this point. You're within 30 feet when you notice.
Okay. I'm just gonna whisper like into her ear. Maintain the deception. Remember who is in charge.
If he wants to know about the airspeed, we've never been smaller.
I don't know. His voice sounds like gravel grating on gravel. Who comes to the Tower of Erebus?
I'm just gonna elbow her.
She starts off, I come with prisoners for the master.
I'm gonna look dejected.
Bravo.
We're gonna all look dejected.
He waits within and stands aside.
Right. I guess we just keep going.
Just as you are passing, she throws off the bindings and runs, turning invisible at the same time, saying, they're here to ruin everything!
Big ruiners!
It's like,
party poopers!
He lunges at you.
The dart.
The skeletal guard. Rangers at our paladin.
So he's up front.
Magilla.
Yeah. And she is gone.
She ran away invisible. Does a 24 hit you?
Yes.
Thank God.
This is him.
Skeleton?
You take 6 damage, and then you have to roll a constitution saving throw.
And you walk past him and...
Oh, yeah. We had just walked past.
He was on the side.
So you were at the back.
So we were all walking in.
Yeah.
Where's your horse?
My horse has been staying right by me.
Okay.
So it's a versus 13. Don't make it.
Okay, so your hit points are reduced by 6.
Okay, so I took 6 and then I lose 6 mana.
Yeah.
I don't wait long.
I have a plan.
Good.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm up first. Mm-hmm. Turn and stab and punch. Double eight. Mm-hmm. So 22 on both.
Hits. He seems to be wearing studded leather armor and wielding a really awesome looking longsword.
So
give me the damage from your spear first and then your unarmed damage.
That was 4 piercing, 3 bludgeoning.
All right, so I'm in a polearm, magical polearm at him.
So you're coming
hit.
In.
No. I'm going to do the next one. 14.
That does exactly hit.
14 hits, 5 damage, 5 magical damage.
Mm-hmm. All right, my horse and I are turning around, and I'm going to breathe at him. So I need to do a dex save.
Exactly 12, so I take half damage.
It's 7 is what I rolled.
Is that your little breath weapon indicator?
Yeah. So I'm going to be like, I used it, because I only get it every so often.
Oh, that's
keep
cool.
Keep forgetting to use it.
I like that.
And then, because my horse is right there,
yep.
So 14.
That hits exactly.
12, so 16.
Is he crumbly?
He's crumbly.
I have, I'm going to do the thunder wave. Oh no, we're all really close to each other.
Well, that could knock him off.
Yeah.
He's in the back of the group, though.
Do it.
Can you run up to, like, just right in front of whoever is right by him?
He's in the back of the group, and I'm behind everyone.
You're right here.
This is but how far can you move up?
We're all in melee, so
yeah. Yeah. It would be tough to not hit people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have a whole lot of options. So, something weird to him like I did last time. Yeah, I guess I could thorn whip him. Sure, why not?
Well, you have to make an attack with your spell modifier.
Mm-hmm. So roll d20, add your spell attack bonuses.
8 plus spell attack bonus is 4, is 12.
Does not hit.
24.
To hit?
Hit, yeah.
Yeah.
3 damage and has to make a con saving throw or be reduced. And then he attacks again you, but 7 doesn't hit.
The horse critted. It's con save.
Horse is doing great.
Yes, it is.
Stu's gonna run. He's gonna, like, get low in between their legs, 2 human size, and then reach up to grab the ankle. And lightning! Shock and grasp him. Critical.
I think that you might slip and fall prone.
Okay.
I think trying to do that move.
I'm just down here, and I'm just gonna, like, when I'm down here, I'm just gonna say, like, guys, don't worry. Taking care of some business.
Okay, that's me. Mm-hmm. Stat punch. 14 and a 13.
14 hits, 13 does not.
Okay, so that's the spear. 7 piercing.
I'm gonna go at that bastard again. Mm-hmm.
Get him.
21!
That'll hit.
And first hit, he takes 8 damage.
And crumbles to dust.
Can I just, like, poke him with the blunt end just for funsies?
Absolutely. His gleaming sword, it looks very shiny and keen-edged.
Does it have anything special about it?
It has little wings on the guards.
Does it feel magical when I pick it up?
It definitely seems magical.
Do I know what kind of magic it is? Does it feel bad?
Improved combat performance.
Who doesn't have a... You don't have a magical weapon?
And I wield a sword.
I'm going to kind of look over at you and say, like, you really handled that pretty well. I've already got something magical. Do you want this one?
Sure.
How's that feel?
Pretty good.
Do a little wavy wave with it.
Yeah. So it's the same stats as my longsword, just plus an extra one?
Plus 1 to a hit, plus 1 damage.
Cool.
The
gates are open in front of you. There seems to be no one else around.
Which made it away undetected, so we saw during the battle.
Can I do divine sense?
You can. There are undead behind you and around the tower. There does not seem to be anything in front of you in the tower.
Any celestials or fiends? Any consecrated or unconsecrated, desecrated places?
The fog is definitely desecrated.
Okay.
Fiend, you don't sense. Celestial, you don't sense.
Okay.
Can we all, like, be stealthy? Can we, like, stealth?
I have disadvantage to stealth, so.
I can try.
You have disadvantage always to stealth.
I'm in chainmail.
Oh, great. So we're just, like, a not stealthy party.
I'm a 6.5-foot tall dragonborn in chainmail.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be stealthy no matter what. With a warhorse, I mean.
Blop, clop. Maybe when we rest next time, I'll knit a little booties for your horse.
For all of these encounters, you should have an additional 450 XP, so it should take you to 850.
Whoa.
I think.
Okay.
Shy of level 3.
Yeah. As you walk forward into this tower, there's one large chamber on the inside. There are pillars and archways, but it all sort of funnels into this central place. There's that dark energy that's crackling along the walls. At the center of it all, you see a figure hooded in a gray robe, looking out at you, and in a dark voice, welcome. I have waited long for your arrival.
And you mean since the witch escaped?
Nearly as long as time itself.
And I'm just gonna say, thank you for waiting.
Finally, with you together, we can change the world. We can make it as it was meant to be. You all know how terrible the world has become.
This swamp is pretty cool. Seems like you need us.
I need what you carry.
Yeah, well, you should be nicer.
Makes a series of gestures, none of them particularly rude.
The middle one is a little bit.
And the swirling darkness rushes around you, and you are, again, like before, you are transported. There's this sense of falling. There's a sense of floating and nothingness for some time. And you arrive in front of an enormous set of gates. You're in a place of gold and brass and silver, and light is flooding all around you. As soon as you arrive there, you feel from inside of you a pull. Something that you had never felt before, only vaguely as resonance between each other, as when you found this kinship between you, but you feel this energy pulling out of you and just there's this beam of energy from each one of you into the door.
And is it like our powers? Where I was thinking our powers combined, like Captain Planet?
Captain Planet rings, Care Bear, Belly,
stare.
Charm.
Yes.
Care Bear, stare!
All of them. And on these waves of energy, you are pulled into the doors. There's a sense of extreme vastness inside a void. There are the birth of stars, and energy flies around you. You feel almost as if you are being ripped apart by this, and you're at the verge of collapse. You're almost dying because you are being ripped apart in this maelstrom of energy. All of a sudden, there is a sense of peace and of coalescence around you. You feel either a heat or a soothing stream or a breath of air or a fortress of earth around you. For each one of you, it's different. Well, for each one of you, you're going to get to choose what it is. Then you are removed from this place of extreme energy, and we're going to stop there.
That's it for this week. I'm looking forward to sharing more of our adventures soon. Thanks for listening.
Year between now and the next time is I want you to choose an element that you are going to be associated with.
Already chosen.
You might have already chosen it, figured out. You can talk about it because it's going to be like a power that grows with you over time. I want you to know what it's going to be as you make your choice so you can build your character the way you want. And if you have requests for what you want the ability to be, let me know. But I'm going to send that out. I haven't quite finalized it yet.
Does anyone already know?
Or I think we have fire. Yes.
Fire, water.
I assume I'm water.
Earth.
Water.
I want to be earth.
You totally choose.
Okay. I mean, as big half dragon, I could be air. Still makes sense.
Yeah.
We need somebody to be air, but we also need someone to be fire.
Yeah.
I could be lots of things. I think it would make sense for me to either be fire or earth, because I was blacksmith as well. But earth, like I went mining, and dwarves live in the earth.
I think Stuart could probably manage air.
A lot of hot air.
Likes to fly, you know? I mean, he hasn't found his broom yet, so.
I feel like my character goes better with earth. We can share.
I'm down.
Different aspects of earth.
Mm-hmm. Ideally, do you want to each have a different
organic,
one?
Inorganic.
Inorganic.
You guys get to choose?
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Perfect.
Are we going to be like fighting each other at the end
you're
if we choose
fire?
Ones?
No.
Possibly. Okay. I'm going to think about it.
You can fight each other at the end. But
I would.
That's not
I
why.
Can.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We may be organic and inorganic.
I kind of like that.
Are you subdividing earth?
Mm-hmm. Although dirt is really a combination of those two.
Yeah.
They're related.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
That was fun. Yeah, thank you.
Now you guys get to really make it your own.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bum bum bum. Hopefully next time we can carpool. Are we still recording?
It's weird when your mother had sex with me last week, but it was super sexy.
What are you talking about?
The way she looked. Putting it all on record here, baby. Let them all know.
It's funny because she also met my mother, so she knows how weird it is.
I buried my treasure under...
It's cool how everybody's getting into your characters right now. I loved your introduction before.
I know. I want to see more about your character.
Ooh, the merman?
What is a monk? And what... I don't know what a Genasi
is essentially half-elemental. So it happens one of two ways. Either you are child of a djinn, or a genie essentially, and immortal, or some elemental confluence happens, and you get changed. So my backstory is I was a sailor, and we were on the sea south of the City of Peace.
Yep.
And the storm happened, I got sent overboard, and in the water I was changed.
Okay.
And then I made my way to the monastery, learned... I can swim really quickly, I can breathe in water, I have acid resistance.
Okay.
As soon as I'm half water, essentially.
Audible? You mean... It's...
Auditory?
Well, I mean... You can't see anything.
I know, I know.
I mean, it's you can't see anything.
Audible, it's not...
That's what it's
going to
say in the game description. It's going to say, and our game is, well, it's just, you can't see anything-ish.
If you're invincible, why can I still see you?